David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
From the East Coast to the West Coast, The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for up-to-the-minute mortgage news. I'm Teresa Strasser. I'm here, as always, with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What are some of the things to look forward to throughout our show this week, Sean?
Yeah, we've been on quite an incredible run right here. It seems like cash out is really the main conversation from day to day, call to call. So I know this week we're going to stick to the usual suspects. We're going to do results. We're going to do reviews. We're going to talk why a direct lender is such an advantage over brokers. Just your simple local like bank, like a Wells Fargo, a Chase. Like, really, there's no competition, less paperwork. People want to hear how you can save money, how you could cash out, how you can do home improvements. They want to pay less, but have a lot of money in their pockets to put to good use. And I can tell you this, the market's in the prime position to accomplish these goals. So stick with us. I'm excited about this week. We're running back the 15-year fix because of the results. The people and the feedback has just been incredible. People are excited. They're motivated. They're getting off the fence post. When rates are going down every day, it's harder to get you guys to call and say yes. People are starting to absorb the new market. They're understanding things are changing. There's new like COVID rules. Masks are getting removed in certain states. So people are thinking there might be change coming. So our phone lines have been blowing up at 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio. Now let's look at the offer. It's a 15-year fixed, 2% on the interest rate. The APR is at 2.27. All you have to do is call, register, lock your loans up front. They're still doing these with no lender fees. And if you call today, your next better house payment might not even be until May or June. The number 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
You know what pandemic, Teresa, always makes you do, and you're probably getting sick of it, but can you just slow down and repeat that percentage rate? Because it is just something that people aren't used to hearing, and it might have gone by too fast.
Yeah, people really like the 15-year fix over the last couple of weeks. We're still getting a lot of calls about the 30-year, the 25, the 20, the 10. But when I'm talking this advertised rate this week, it is solely the 15-year fixed conventional loan, primary residence for select scenarios. The rate, it's at 2%. 2.00. And I also like that the APR is at 2.27 on this. So here's the thing. I don't know where it's going to be on Monday. I can't tell you. During the week, we're seeing adjustments nonstop, like 3-4 times a day. We're having to update our rate sheets and tell you different numbers. That's an awkward conversation. We're bringing it onto the weekend. We're making it easy. There's no adjustments. It's a safe and secured phone call. Now is the time. Set it, forget it, get your savings and move on. The number 855 on radio.
And just to let you guys know, and to emphasize what Sean just said, we've been doing this show for years. It's always been on the weekend when there's no market activity. So you can lock in the rate that Sean just mentioned at no cost. They do have mortgage bankers standing by during this show live at 855 on radio. They are offering anyone within the sound of our voices a no cost benefits analysis right now, live at that number, 855 on radio. That's 855 O-N-R-A-D-I-O. So I want to talk about some of the trends that we're seeing in the mortgage industry. A big one now is cash out refinancing. As I'm talking to you about this, I'm thinking about new lights I put in the path to our house. Got the garden path? I guess that's literally a garden path. We put in some new AstroTurf. I never thought I'd get so excited about a new ottoman because we're all home. And if you are seeing friends, you might be seeing them on your front porch if you're in Arizona like I am and the weather's nice. If you're looking at the same four walls, you might be thinking, oh, I'd love to update this kitchen or this bathroom. A lot of us are now working from home, so we've upgraded maybe a studio or a man cave or an office. So let's talk about the benefits of cash out refinancing. Is it worth it? How does it work?
Yeah, I love that the mortgage reports put this out. They usually are like spot on with the trends. We're definitely in a cash out industry right now. People were loving getting cash at a discounted rate and putting it to good use, whether it's paying off all the debts, doing home improvements, investing in stocks, stocking it away for a rainy day, maybe even just purchasing more real estate. A lot of people are moving to real estate. But let me switch gears from my words. Let me go over to the mortgage reports. I'm going to read you a couple paragraphs, tell you what they're saying. This is going to trigger a lot of phone calls to 855 on radio. Now, the 2% advertised rate is for non-cash out, but you could still get unbelievable pricing when it comes to cash out. But check this. If you need to borrow a large sum of money and you have plenty of home equity, a cash out refinance is often the most effective way to do it. For example, current mortgage rates for someone with strong credit are around 3%, whereas personal loan rates range from about 6 to 20%. Low interest rates aren't the only reason to consider a cash out refinance. Now, here's some benefits of doing this cash out idea. One, you can lock in a lower interest rate than you currently have on your mortgage. That's when you get the best of both worlds. Also, you can use the funds for any purchase or any purpose. Debt consolidation, home improvements are the most popular. You don't need a specified purpose for the funds. You can even put them towards things like emergency funds, investments. You have the option to shorten the term if you like because of where the rates are, change the loan programs, extend it out to 30 years because of how low the 30-year fixed is. Generally, a cash out refinance is worth it if you need cash and you can benefit from refinancing your existing loan. Putting the funds to good use could even improve your overall financial situation. Now, for example, debt consolidation can give you a fresh start if you find yourself with high credit card balances or other high interest debts. This could allow you to save thousands each month and transform your finances. Now, lastly, many homeowners can use these cash out funds to make home improvements that increase the value of the property and net a bigger profit when they eventually sell. In this way, they can get a great return on their refinance. Interested to see how much cash you could put to your situation? Then call our friends at Network Capital while the rates are this rock bottom. I'm worried some storms are coming, or maybe we might have a big change and rates are at 2.5%, 3%, 4%. I don't know where they're going to be. So we got to live in the now. Call these guys. They're called Network Capital. They lend their own money. Here is the toll-free number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
And, you know, we've been talking about this for months, but it's really been one of the few financial bright spots during this pandemic. Mortgage rates just plummeted. So many people have taken advantage of these lower rates, even doing a refi on their refi like I've done. And if you haven't and you've been thinking about it, this would be a good time because, again, no one knows what's going to happen Monday when the market reopens, a week from now, a month from now. So if you'd like to just have a conversation now and get that ball rolling, the number is 855 on radio. And since you did such a great job of explaining cash out refinancing and summarizing what the mortgage reports had to say as well, I'm curious if you have a recent results from one of our listeners here on the Mortgage Radio Show, so you can show exactly how it works in real life.
Yeah, this one, the customer, because I always call on certain ones that I really like, the customer made a great point. He said, I invested $19,000 in buy down and cost to go with a below market rate because I think rates are going to be higher. He goes, look at a shorter term loan as a guaranteed stock. And that got me thinking. He said, I paid $19,000 to trim 109 payments and save $826,000. He said, like, if someone said, hey, you invest $19,000 in a stock and you get a guaranteed return of $826,000 in 15 years, are you guys doing that deal? It's really that simple. I would do that 1,000 out of 1,000 times. This is what this customer that listens to us on the Mortgage Radio Show out here in California was able to accomplish: 109 less payments, a fresh start, a credit enhancer, an escrow refund of over $10,000, next better payments in May. This one took 19 business days to close, but here's how they got the real savings. paid off almost $69,400 between collections, delinquent debts, and credit cards. They also wanted about $47,000 for investments and cash on hand. So this is like the best of all worlds. Lower rate, shorter term, better payment, elimination of debt, improvement of credit, cash in hand. It's like, man, like the benefit sandwich on this one is stacked a mile high. You want to see results like this? Call our friends at Network Capital. Look at term reduction. Look at cash out. Look at debt elimination. I think that's where you're going to be the most pumped. The number 855 on radio. Again, that's 855 on radio.
Jim K called that number. He listens to our show out in Pomona, California. And I was so excited to read his review because, as I mentioned, I did a refi and then a refi of my refi. Actually, I should say I did two, one on my home and one on an investment property during this pandemic. And I didn't go in as a VIP. I use my married name. That's not my radio name. Nobody knew it was Teresa Strasser from the radio. And I just had such a great experience. And it very much reminds me of Jim's. He posted his review on the Consumer Affairs website. There are over 5,000 five-star reviews about Network Capital online currently. And I just wanted to share his, as we do share a few with you each week. Jim writes, Network Capital made my refi the most seamless process I've ever been through. Digital uploads, electronic signatures, extremely fast turnarounds to the point I got a little nervous about how fast the process was going. I had a banker friend looking over my shoulder. She said the interest rate and fees looked good all along the way. Chase and Wells Fargo had 75 plus day escrows. Network Capital has this process totally dialed in for the 21st century. Literally, from start to funding was in a few weeks. When I hear Network Capital on the radio, I think this is who you should do your refi with. I am not affiliated with Network Capital in any way, just a super pleased customer. Thanks, Grant and Courtney, for your personalized service. Jim, I totally get it. I had the same experience, especially with, the 21st century. I thought there was going to be a whole bunch of paperwork. Everything was done on my phone. So a huge thank you to you, Jim. And I know how much Grant and Courtney appreciate the shout out.
Yeah, 100%. You got to give a lot of credit to Jim's situation, because the more clean and structured and organized your finances are, the easier and more downhill this is going to be. So I gotta admit, everyone's case is so different. So their experience will be slightly different depending on how long you've been in the home, how long you've been on your job. Are you self-employed? Are you W-2'd? Definitely W-2 pay stub type customers are having a much better experience. The industry as a whole is definitely rewarding them. You know, so if self-employed guys, I feel for you. I feel your pain, but you're still able to get access to great rates. We're in incredible times. The 15-year fix is at 2%. The APR is at 2.27. And you guys got an opportunity to register, lock these loans up front with no lender fees. Here's the number, 855 on radio.
So we want to tell you a little bit more about Network Capital, how exactly they can offer these great rates, what they're doing about the paperwork gathering aspect of the process, and more. Stay with us. This is the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram for the most up-to-date financial news and homeowner tips. Thank you so much for being with us. Lots of folks calling during the break, and they just wanted to make sure that they heard what they heard. 2% on a 15-year fixed?
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm the shorter term guy. Like, I've made my name in this business for always trim and fat. My strategy was send you guys towards the finish line, not away from the finish line. Like, I like accomplishing goals. I like seeing noticeable results. I like seeing that every month when you get that mortgage bill, you see that the money went to the biggest portion of principal, not interest. Nobody brags about paying interest. They brag about paying down the balance, ownership of the property, having more equity, increased credit scores. And for those reasons is why I love a 15-year fix. We're going to talk about it throughout the show. We got more results, reviews, trends, accolades, reasons why Network Capital is dominating. But just the simple skinny of this, the rate on a 15-year fix is down to 2%. The APR is at 2.27. As people are getting a little bit more nervous about what the days ahead lie, they're making the moves today. Like, it kind of gave us like built-in urgency, Teresa. Like, we don't have to really push the customer anymore because they're already seeing change. They're already seeing it on the internet. They're already seeing it on TV. They know the market has a higher percentage chance to go up, not down. So they're saying, to heck with this. I'm seeing savings today. It's on a discount today. I'm calling today. Here's the number, 855 on radio. Again, Network Capital, 2%, 15-year fixed, APR at 2.27. We'll talk average savings, how we got to those figures, but let's hurry up and call while the market's here. The number, 855 on radio.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about average savings. What were people saving that called during this show at 855 on radio? What were they saving pre-pandemic?
I still haven't got my guy John Nah to do the 2000 or the 2020 numbers. So we're still rolling with the 2019 average savings here. A little outdated. I get it. You guys have been busting my chops. I know. I've been having fun with it. But for 2019, rates weren't anywhere near this 2% offer. You guys have only heard that since like June, July, and that's about it. So back then when rates were like mid threes to fours, people were calling into the mortgage radio show, primary residence, cash out, used all but, let's say, $1,000 of the cash to pay down and eliminate debt. Those callers saved on average $700 a month. So we dumbed it down a little bit. We wanted to advertise as accurate as we could. So we felt comfortable at $550 a month, $6,600. Now, keep in mind, since then, people have racked up more debt. Credit scores are all over the map. Rates are tremendously lower. I actually think for 2020, the average savings is going to go through the moon and the stars. I can't wait to see 2021 because you guys are starting off, you know, with the ball rolling in the cash out direction much faster than any year in the history that I've done this show. So I'm pumped. I'm thrilled. I love fixing credit. So check this, you guys. Here's what I'm about. I like getting your credit scores higher. I like getting rid of your debt. I like getting you some money in your pocket to where you could do some home improvements and have that dream situation. I'm stuck inside watching HDTV all day. So show after show, we're learning more and more, and we're all becoming skilled sailors when it comes to what to do with the savings and how to improve the property. What you need is a lender to get you to the finish line fast, easy, efficiently, not paying a gang of fees just to see some savings. So I believe the perfect fit in this market is Network Capital. They're standing by. Here's their number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Now, we've talked a lot about cash out, of course, to do home improvements and save for a rainy day, but also to eliminate high interest rate debt, whether it's credit card debt, student loans, an auto note. I mean, cards on the table. Before I started doing this show with you, and we've done over 300 episodes together, I just thought, mortgages, that's what banks do. I had no idea there was such a thing as a direct lender. And in all the purchases I've done in my life, no banker ever said, well, let's look at the big picture. Are you in credit card debt? Do you have any credit card? Do you have any loans? They never looked at anything. They never cared about improving my credit. They never asked about the big picture. But Network Capital isn't a bank. There's something known as a direct lender. All they do is mortgages and refinancing. So for people who don't know, why is it better to go with a direct lender like Network Capital than one of the big banks?
Okay, there's huge UFC fights coming this weekend, one of the most stacked cards you're ever going to see. I'm not giving you guys a single pick. I just want you guys to have a bunch of brews, sit back, kick your feet up, watch it with the family. It's going to be enjoyable. But I use this analogy as MMA. So MMA has made its name way over boxing. They've dominated boxing because of all the different methods that you can win this fight. That's great for that sport. But if I want to be the best of the best at my one individual sport, I'm going to maybe not pay attention to the UFC. I might go to a jiu-jitsu competition to see the best jiu-jitsu practitioner for that individual thing. They're not getting elbowed. So there's a difference between maybe going to Abu Dhabi, you know, things instead of going to the UFC. So in this sport, when it comes to mortgages, a direct lender has 100% of their attention into only mortgages. You're not storing money with Network Capital. You're not coming in to to get a cheap coffee or a lollipop or any of those things that a bank can do. A bank is spread too thin. They have too many hands in the cookie jar of finance across the industry. I like someone that is doing 100% of their focus on one thing. Like, you guys go to, you always use the analogy of different doctors, and you're so good at it. Like, if there was a doctor that did every single service, wouldn't you guys agree he's not going to be the best at whatever is that main thing that you need this trip to the doctor? Well, the same with your mortgage. Go with someone that has 100% of their focus, attention into solely mortgages. You like faster turn times? A direct lender can provide that. You like amongst the lowest rates? Network Capital can provide that. So to me, it's a no-brainer. It's downhill. It's smooth. It's easy. It's comfortable. It's really just getting you to place the phone call, be upfront, tell the truth. What are your goals? What are you looking to do? And they're easier to reach. Communication is much better. It's a lot easier for like these professionals that work crazy hours. Call these guys. They're called Network Capital. They're standing by. Rates are rock bottom. We're still at 2% 15-year fixed with a 2.27 APR. For how long? Who knows? Here's your chance. 855 on radio.
So in the spirit of that, they know how to be creative and inventive, and because this is what they do day in and day out, they specialize. So you were telling me that a lot of people have been getting creative in terms of loan amounts. So you can restructure a loan for the overall loan to be smaller so you can pay less interest? How does that even work?
Yeah, people are finding out that there's these loan pricing adjustments. So certain things are going to trigger maybe help towards your rate or damage to your rate. Same with costs. So different things. Loan to value matters. Credit scores matter. Loan amounts matter. For example, we are seeing a huge trend, and we'll talk about it later as well. But one thing I'm seeing is these new loan limits. When I started the job, it was 417. Next thing I know, it's 484.3. Then it goes to 510. Now it bumped up to 548 for Californians. So what I'm seeing a ton of families do is they believe they're going to stay here longer. They like the home more. They're getting more comfortable in the house that they currently have. So what they're doing, I told you, people with about a 550 loan amount to 650,000 range, they're actually bringing money into closing or paying down their balance to get into the sweet spot of the market. They are shape-shifting their situation for their parameters to get access to the best pricing. And it's genius. I've seen so many situations with the new loan limit that we're calling back that maybe before they were maybe at 3%, and now we can call back in the mid twos to low twos. So it's like, it's the ultimate no-brainer. I love the 15-year fix. The advertisement is for people that are in that wheelhouse. But right now, call in. We could tell you what you need to do to eventually get into this perfect position. We could tell you what maybe dings on your credit. I constantly show the kids on my team what something the customer can do to place them in the best position for 6 months later when we go to redo the loan. Like, we specialize in this. We don't just save you money on your mortgage. You know, we find ways to not only save you money now, but set you up for future savings. To me, that's an added service on top of just the simple refi. Call today, be upfront, push these guys. Like, the vibe in the office all week has just been electric. People are motivated. We know now is the time. We're taking full advantage, and I wish our listeners would as well. The number, 855 on radio, 2%, 15-year fixed, APR 2.27, no lender fees. You guys are still asking, what are lender fees? Here's what they are. Origination, processing, underwriting, doc prep service fee, all these fees that a lender should absorb. They're charging you a rate. Shouldn't that be enough for people that agree? Call this number, 855 on radio.
So you've been talking about a 2% interest rate for certain situations on a 15-year fixed. Who should be thinking about a 10 or a 15 right now?
I mean, really, everybody should at least call in. Like, okay, there's so many calls where they really want this 2%, Teresa, and I don't blame them. Who doesn't? But maybe they don't qualify for that, so we have to scale them back to a 20, a 25, a 30. At the end of the day, take advantage. Get as much savings as you can. I hear this a lot. Oh, well, I didn't save the amount that I was planned for. Well, it's like golf. Maybe the green almost 400 yards away. You're not swinging this thing 400 yards. So drive this to 300 yards, trim the fat, shorten the distance, get towards your goal, and then we can make up the difference if the market ever allows. Don't keep yourself at a distance. Go towards the prize. Head forward, not backwards. That's always going to be my strategy. Every single person should look at cash out, term reduction, and how to improve their credit today. We could teach you the number 855 on radio.
When we come back, no more paperwork gathering. Yes, it's true. Network Capital has revamped this aspect of the process. All that and more. Stay with us.
David Hasselhoff here. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. It teaches you everything you need to know to find your perfect mortgage.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser, back with mortgage expert Sean Metter. All right, let's get right into it. You've been talking about an offer from Network Capital right now on a 15-year fixed. What is the offer?
Yeah, right now between the TV commercials, the billboards, the mailers, the radio, I love the 15-year fix. We just updated everything across the board because the market is in a good position. So we were just in a 1.75% market, you guys. So for those families that took advantage, you trusted the vibe of Network Capital and the Mortgage Radio, I appreciate you guys. We're now in a 2% 15-year fix market. Most people are like, that's incredible. Like, hey, I'm taking full advantage. You're not going to let history repeat itself and wait till it goes to 2.25 here in a couple of weeks, months, whenever we get to that period. I believe in like when they stock the pond, you go and cast lines in the water. Another analogy, another sport one. We're trying to dumb down nonstop mortgages here, you guys. But I like this because this usually gets people off the fence. They start to see a little bit of change. They make the moves. They think proactively. They're thinking down the road. They're thinking, do they need cash? How many miles are left on the car? Are they going to stay in this home? They're really looking into real estate. A lot of people are switching out of the investment, let's say like stocks and bonds, and looking more into real estate. So we're getting people cashing out from the primary and buying real estate while the rates are this rock bottom. I love that idea. We're seeing thousands of phone calls day in, day out, looking for those ideas. Here's what people want. Cash out home improvement, pay less per month, easy. Cash out debt elimination, pay a ton less, fixed credit, month off mortgage, easy. So there's so many ways to save you guys money, but start with the call, tell your story. We're definitely interested in call after call and ways that we could help you. Like we already know the masses, when that phone rings, the odds on us being able to help you is through the roof. So pick up the phone, dial this number, 855 on radio, Network Capital, 855 on radio.
Dale called that number. He was listening to the show out in Manassas, Virginia. He ended up being one of over 5,000 folks to have a great experience with Network Capital and post a review or customer testimonial online. We always share a few of them with you every week on our show. But if you want to check them out online, go to Yelp, go to the Better Business Bureau's website, the Consumer Affairs website, TrustLink, TrustPilot, Facebook, wherever you find reviews, you will find reviews about Network Capital. Dale, and listen, I'm not just sharing this review because he gives us a shout out, but he does give us a shout out. And I'd like to share with you, he spelled both of our names correctly. Here is what Dale had to say. At the end of January, I was listening to Network Capital on the radio with Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter and decided to give them a call. Kendra Wong was the friendly voice on the other end, and she expertly walked us through the whole process. We ended up with a new 30-year mortgage with more than a full percent less on interest than what we had. But more importantly, no more PMI, no appraisal. The closing and signing were done in our dining room a couple of weeks later. This was a very easy process and a no-brainer. Thank you so much. Come on, Dale. Nobody ever gives us a shout out by name. Look at you. We love you. We thank you. We're so happy you're saving money. And of course, Kendra Wong, she's been amazing. A lot of people call and request her. Huge thank you to Dale.
Yeah, Kendra's awesome on the phone. She's one of my favorites. I know her mom really well. She works for us in underwriting. And the thing about her is she puts in the work. Like this girl puts her head down every single day. She's a joy to talk to, educated, structured, organized, calculated. She knows benefit. Now, this review that Dale did for us, one, means the world. Thanks for shouting Teresa and I out. You know, this one was definitely fun. We had a blast on this one. I think they sent it out to the floor on Wednesday. So we were all standing up cheering and people were coming over talking about this one. But one of the things that I don't do a good job on the show bringing up is this PMI thing. So everybody thinks you have to have 20% equity, 80% loan to value to avoid PMI. And that's far from the truth. So if I haven't made that clear in the past, I got to take that one on the chin. That is my fault. We constantly have people go, I've waited because I thought I needed equity. I was waiting for my house to appreciate and homes in the neighborhood to sell just so you guys would get rid of this FHA PMI or conventional PMI. Stop that idea. Call in. Especially, there's no excuse. If you're over 700 credit with PMI, there's no excuse you could possibly tell me to why you shouldn't call this show. It won't make sense. We'll argue it for hours. I'll win that argument. Trust me. Call this number. It's Network Capital. I mean, this Dale was from Manassas. I used to hate dealing with Manassas sports. Norfolk, Newport News, Roanoke, Oak Hill. Man, when I used to do sports down there, it was a nightmare. They're so good. These guys are beasts down there. They're lighting up our phone lines. They're seeing benefit. They're all calling into the hotline because they like fixed rates. They like cash out. They like the term reduction. Or we're getting a lot of calls for the 30-year fix still because people are like, yeah, it's still historically low. Let's lock and load. Let's call today. Let's get this done before the summer. I don't want to make a payment for a month. I want to fix my credit. I want debts off my back. Now, here's your chance. 855-ON-RADIO. That's 855-ON-RADIO.
And just a quick reminder, you guys, mortgage bankers are standing by right now, live, to take your call. That's who is going to answer the phone when you dial 855-ON-RADIO. Just like Dale did, folks, the best of the best, folks like Kendra are standing by. The call is a no-cost conversation to just see where you're at. Are you in the best possible position for yourself and for your family? Again, that number, 855-ON-RADIO. Now, Dale's review made me think of a couple other things that I wanted to tell you and something I wanted to ask you. So I've mentioned this before, but as far as Dale's review and him, you know, signing the papers in his dining room, I just wanted to share that I've been pretty strict about my social distancing. And as I mentioned, I've done a refi and then I refied my refi just over the past 8 months because these rates are so low. I am extremely strict because I take care of my dad. He's high risk. He's 77. I felt totally comfortable. My notary was on my front porch. We talked ahead of time. I had my own pen. She was 6 feet away. We both wore masks. By the end, I had a new best friend. She was the nicest lady and it felt very, very safe. Now, as for the appraisal, a lot of people in your world, Sean, have been skipping appraisals entirely, which is great because you don't have to pay for one and you don't have to tolerate the inconvenience and you don't have to have a stranger in your house. So how often are you seeing the appraisal just completely waived?
I mean, really in the last 24 months, it's starting to become like the trend. It's becoming a boom. People have always hated the appraisal. And my main beef outside of bad communication and constant sending in the same docs over and over and chasing your tail, I always dislike the appraisal portion because it's so all over the map. Two different appraisers are going to look at the home and tell you two different numbers. And it's stressful because you never really know. And then if it comes in low on our end, they're mad at us and we don't control that. So guys, if your appraisals ever came in low, you know, like Network Capital can't do anything about it. It's not our call. We want to get the loan done. We want to save you money. We want to make you happy. But I can tell you this, the good news, hardly any of these need appraisals. Now there's certain areas like where the California wildfires are, it's going to be a little spotty. It's hit or miss there. Like in Houston, Texas, by the water where the floods were, little tougher. Maybe in certain areas of Florida where there's hurricane season, maybe there was a catastrophe fear disaster, little tougher. But like I live in Huntington Beach, I live in Orange County. Houses around here are quite easy, especially like Southern LA. It's quite easy. Arizona, unbelievably easy. So it's really case by case. It's about how we structure the loan. There's a lot of methods to avoid the appraisal where we know how to give the customer the highest percentage chance to place them in the position to get the great rate, to get the best terms, to not have to do an appraisal and to make it downhill. Now, to answer your thing about tolerances in a COVID world, we're seeing a lot of people meeting at Starbucks. They're choosing not to do it at their house. They're doing the signings at a Starbucks and in and out like a ton for us locally is at UCI Irvine campus. They're doing it at Mendocino Farms on the outdoor patio. So people are communicating what their levels and their thresholds are. They're making it work together as an efficient team to take advantage while the rates are this unbelievable. So here's what I want you guys to do. Here's the people I want to call. If you want to cash out and still pay the same thing, that's a great call because you're going to have tons of cash in hand and we could keep your payment the same. It's going to depend on how much cash you could put to good use. I like the people with a lot of debt that are stressed out. We have an easy solution. I like people that want to stock money away. I like people that just did cash out and now want to do rate and term. I love VA. I love people that have FHA, that have PMI, people that have goals, people that don't want to have to shell out money to the bank. They want the best possible savings they can get. They want the best terms. Those are the families that are winning big in this market. So I'm a yes guy. I mean, you call in, I'm going to do whatever I can to get this thing done. Same with our bankers. They're in the office. We're working day and night to take advantage before this thing moves. The number 855 on radio. We have trends. We have accolades, more results, more reviews. Definitely stay with us. We have probably 12 to 13 minutes left in this show. But before it ends, call this number 855 on radio.
Okay, putting you on the spot, can you share a recent result with us before we go to break?
You know, you're in Phoenix. The Phoenix Suns have the second best record in the West. So I'm going with the Phoenix market here. 30-year fixed down to 15-year fixed. They just did this 8 months ago. So they trimmed 172 payments of fat, got an escrow refund, next better payments in May. This one closed in 16 business days without a home appraisal, cashed out and paid off $50,000 of credit cards that the last lender didn't touch, cashed out almost $61,000 to do home improvements. Now they get improved credit. Now it's a fresh start. The next time they go to utilize credit, maybe buy a car or use credit card debts, they're going to get a better rate. It's the gift that keeps on giving. They save $1,064 a month, over $1 million over the life of the loan. And they actually invested $3,500 in cost to go below market because they don't think this rate will ever exist again. Call these guys. 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Love everything about that. In particular, love the thought of this family getting out from under $50,000 in credit card debt. You are listening to the Mortgage Radio Show. I'm Teresa Strasser. I am with mortgage expert Sean Metter. What parts of the country have we been hearing from so far?
I mean, definitely the New York market is booming. Keep in mind, we have an office there, so that might be helping. They're seeing the billboards and the advertisements everywhere. I'm still getting text messages from all over the country, people seeing our billboards, getting the TV commercial. There's still some great news that I've been dying to tell you guys, but the usual suspects, definitely California dominating, DC, Maryland, Virginia, Texas, Florida, Chicago, Illinois section is definitely booming. A lot of calls in Colorado. Even Washington, Oregon, I mean, the Phoenix market, I don't know if it was the last result that we did, but Phoenix is hot right now. I should give more love to the Suns more often. My bad, you guys. I believe in you guys. I like Chris Paul. I like Devin Booker. I love DeAndre Ayton. I also like Mikal Bridges. So it's like, I'm going to start shouting you guys out a little bit more. If I keep scratching your back and you're scratching my back, this is a good relationship. I'm feeling good right now in this Phoenix market. But right now, regardless where you're from, hopefully we're licensed in the state. My boys in West Virginia are still calling in. I can't help you. I really wish we could, you guys. That would mean the world to me to have Network Capital in West Virginia. Get all of you guys. I'm from there. We would dominate. But unfortunately, that's one of the few that we aren't. But in the meantime, regardless of where you're from, your income, your credit, your equity, your rate, how much debt you have, don't pump or head fake yourself and pump fake yourself out of savings. Let us do the work. Let us find ways to get it done, not excuses to why you're not going to get approved. We're great at fixing these loans. Like, not everyone's in the perfect position. Let us work with you. Let's work it out as a team. We'll put together a plan. You'll follow it verbatim. And I believe in my heart, Network Capital is the best fit in the business between rate, service, speed, lack of lender fees, and just right now, it's incredible times. The market's right rock bottom. The number, 2% on the rate, 15-year fixed program, APR 2.27, no lender fee special. All that's left, the phone number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
And by the way, how much are people saving who call that number? Well, we don't have pandemic numbers. We sure wish we did. We can't wait till we can share those with you. But pre-pandemic, when the rates were much, much higher, the average savings for folks who called Network Capital during this show, $550 a month, $6,600 a year. That's not just for people who listen to the show. A lot of people listen. That's for people who called as they were listening. They took down the number. They picked up the phone. 855 on radio. That's 855-ONRADIO. What's waiting for you? The best of the best, the top mortgage bankers. They are experts in this field. They really know what they're doing. I know I myself have used them now multiple times. And, you know, maybe it's not the right time for you. But one of my favorite reviews that we've ever shared on the radio was, and again, there are over 5,000 five-star reviews. And Sean, you'll remember this because it got a lot of response. We shared a review from a woman who wasn't able to do a refi, but she was so impressed with the banker because her banker said, okay, look, we got to repair your credit. We're going to do A, we're going to do B, we're going to do C. And then in 6 months, you're going to be ready. And that's exactly what she did. And then she posted a follow-up review after she had had all this help. And that's what Network Capital does. They see themselves not, they're not a bank. They're nothing like a bank. They see themselves as a lifestyle brand. They want to make your life better. And that is what they do. They don't just look at your interest rate. They look at everything. They are standing by right now, 855 on radio. That's 855 ONRADIO. And of course, you know, their commitment to customer service starts with the paperwork gathering aspect. So if you want to call, but you're freaked out thinking, I don't know where my tax returns are, my pay stub, my W-2, don't worry about that. I know from experience, they can do a lot of the heavy lifting on that for you. And it ends up really being easy in 2021 because of DocuSign and you know, the sophisticated software that they use. So don't let that be an impediment. And I have to go back to your story from your friend out in Phoenix. You mentioned that in that file, there was $50,000 in credit card debt that whoever had done the loan previously had just let sit there. I was disturbed and disgusted because who knows what the interest rate was, but you know, when the average is what, 15% plus, it's horrifying to think that someone would just let this family keep this 50 grand in credit card debt. So let's talk about credit repair services and debt settlement plans. You have hated them for a long time. You don't believe in them. TheMortgageReports.com did a story, and I think they share some of your views. But why do what our friend in Phoenix did and eliminate debt through a refi as opposed to using one of these credit repair services?
We see it all the time. Like the last lender, and I don't know if this is what happened, but the last lender didn't touch the debts. A lot of times people don't allow a cash out, no appraisal program. We do. We're Fannie Direct. So one of the creative ideas about going with a direct lender like Network Capital is we might have more perks. We might have easier transitions to get you guys savings. So a lot of people don't want to maybe stall the refi. So they go with a what's called a rate and term refinance, try to just save you money on the rate because rates were so low and think you'll figure out the debt on your own. And to me, I mean, that's cool and all, but that's really not doing the five-star service. That's not going above and beyond. Now, I know I'm hated by the credit repair services and the debt settlement plans because I'm taking money out of their pocket. Let's be real here. I don't know if you guys seen Billy Madison, but it's probably like the Steve Buscemi moment with the hit list. They're not feeling Sean Metter, I'll tell you that, because I believe in improving credit. I'm not going to send you guys down a path where you're doing something negative in hopes of one day seeing something positive. We don't got time for that. I'm going to leverage the home as an investment, tap into the equity, we'll increase the loan balance slightly and take the difference from the new loan balance and old loan balance to put it to good use. Maybe improve the credit cards or improve the debts, get rid of these things, improve your credit scores, maybe do home improvements, maybe invest, maybe put the kids through a better school. So many cool creative ideas. Now the debt settlement plan drag on forever. It damages your credit. Definitely. I think everyone that's done one can tell you they didn't leave that within the first few weeks and months with improved situations. They were stressed. It took forever. They had damaged credit. The debt eventually got eliminated in most scenarios. But then what? Now you put yourself in a tough position. You weren't able to take advantage of the rock bottom rates because your credit scores were so low. I believe in putting you in the best positions, and I believe a cash out refinance can accomplish all your goals. Watch. Call this number, tell them your situation, be upfront, let them run their programs, let them see what's the best thing for your family now and years to come. You're probably going to be surprised. Here's the number, 855 on radio. Again, 855 on radio.
Thank you for that, because I really, this is the visual I got, because, you know, I like to bring everything back to doctors and medical care. And it's like doing a refi and leaving a family with credit card debt is sort of like, hey, doctor, can you look at my thumb? I think it's sprained. Yeah, but your other hand is on fire. And I'm just going to ignore that and deal with the sprain. It makes no sense. Network Capital looks at everything. They take a holistic approach so that you can be in the best possible position, not just lowering your monthly outgo on your mortgage, but taking a look at the entire story. So I'm hoping you've got another recent result, because that really gives people a sense of how their situation might change too.
Yeah, I got to go circling back to my neck of the woods, you know, where we drive truck and we hunt and, you know, we drink beers and we have fun and we love the family. We love the area we're in. Good Italian food. That's one thing I'm dying for, Teresa. I'm sorry I had to bring it up. It's been haunting me out here in Southern California. I need better Italian food, you guys. Hook me up, please, if you guys know. I don't want to drive to LA. I want Orange County stuff. But let me go to DC, Maryland, Virginia market. Here's $777 savings, $661,000 trim and fat, almost 16 less years removed from this mortgage. Okay. Went from a 30-year loan down to a 10-year loan. Wanted a fresh start, like that credit enhancer idea. Wanted to go with a no cost option. So we did is went with an escrow refund, next better payments pushed out until May, closed in 18 business days. This one was done with no home appraisal. They got themselves into the perfect sweet spot with the loan amounts, because they paid off $21,000 of credit card debts, paid off $23,000, well, almost $23,000 on a vehicle, and then they cash out over $25,000 for cash on hand. We're seeing less people invest in the stock market, more people going in other avenues. I'm getting guys calling in telling me what they're doing with the cash and doing sports cards. I'm like, no, don't do that. That's going to die out quick. But there's all kinds of cool ways of what you guys can do with the cash. You need a lender to get you to the finish line, make it downhill, make it fast, make it easy, get you a great rate, not nail you on the lender fees, get you the best chance to have no appraisal. I believe that fit is Network Capital. So let's recap this. Lower rate, shorter term, lower payment by $777 a month. You're paying it off in 188 less payments, 188 less payments of $2,726. You guys aren't trying to overpay. You're trying to save. Today is the season of savings. I want you guys to save today. Watch, call Network Capital, push them, tell them you're locking today. You'll do whatever it takes to capitalize on the 2% 15-year fixed offer that's advertised by Network Capital in the Mortgage Radio. The APR, 2.27, no lender fees, quick closings. You call today. I believe it should be done this month. Your next better payment, it's not even until May, maybe June. The number, 855 on radio. That's 855 on radio.
Kathleen called that number. She ended up posting this review on the Consumer Affairs website, giving Network Capital 5 stars. We are previous clients of Network Capital, and our experience has been the most positive. John Escobar reached out to us when interest rates dropped and offered us a lower rate with very good terms. All went very smoothly, and John was professional and friendly, as well as easily available for questions and concerns. The process was quick and painless, and we are very happy with the results. We highly recommend this company. They pull no punches, no hidden fees, and they came through for us. The only company that ever followed up with us when rates dropped. Okay, Kathleen, thank you so much. By the way, she's out in Dumfries, Virginia. And I don't know if back in your pitching days, if you ever had a pitch out there in Dumfries, Virginia, but I love her. And she brought up so many good points. First of all, I think she's referring to the customer care program, right? Where when the rates drop, they call you and let you know?
Exactly. That's why we're eliminating the risk. That's why you don't wait and try to time the market. Call today while the rate on a 15-year fix is at 2%. The APR is 2.27. You see savings today? Great. The market goes up, you got savings. If it goes down, do it again. It's that easy.
Before we go, what should folks know about Network Capital as a company?
That they're ready to rock and roll. They know they're amongst the best when it comes to rates, service, and speed, and they're ready for action for you today.
Thank you so much for all of you for being with us. For Sean Metter, I'm Teresa Strasser. We'll be back next week.